Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Power to Be You and Rise to Win for Our Youth Movement. I am Sandra Bueno, and I am coming to you live from West Palm Beach, Florida. And I am just very excited about what has been taking place within the West Palm Beach community in the last month, I would say, where we are really seeing a rise of people who are stepping up to make a difference and people who really want to get involved with just taking our future, taking our lives, taking the programs, and taking change forward. And it is with this intention that I am coming to you across today to invite you on getting involved with the Rise to Win movement. What you need to do is sign up on www.risetowin.com. That is RISE, the number 2, WIN.com, where I have actually put in a complimentary session from my Learn to Teach, Teach to Learn series. And what this is a download of a lesson and a Q&A, which will enable you to really look at how you are learning in order to teach and to investigate. And that is what Learn to Teach and Teach to Learn is, which in essence is rather than me going to teach you for your own sake, what I am doing, you will engage and you will go through the process and you will go through the actual exercise in order to be able to now learn so that you can teach youth, so that you can help the kids who are in your environment, in your sector, in your reach. And this is the best way to learn, because what we are doing now is using experiential training, using training that you yourself undertake in order to understand, this is what it's all about. This is what it reveals to me. So you're not learning really for someone else. You're learning for yourself, which requires you to be willing to put yourself on that chair, which is what a lot of us are not willing to do. We rather walk with that pain or that suffering or that anger or that disappointment or that frustration rather than really getting down to the root of why it is that we feel the way that we do and what it is that we can do. And that can take place until we're really willing to put ourselves in the spot of investigation, of really, you know, going within ourselves to really determine what is going on. Why is it that we're here? Not from an external point of observation, but really from an internal point of self-introspection. And that is, again, what Learn to Teach, Teach to Learn is. And the purpose is that once you learn it, because now you're able to make references and inferences about your own life, your own upbringing, your own situation, you know, and then compare it to where you are now and say, you know, really, it's all about you being willing to ask yourself the right questions, being willing to hear the answers, feel the answers. Now, once you get this, if your vision is to really impact people and impact youth, for me, everything's about youth, but youth are dependent upon us. So whoever you are and whatever field of work you're in, your ability to influence another person, whether young or old, is what gives you that purpose of being. You know, it's everything about us is how what we do through relationships and how we are. So whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you work with people or you're working with animals or you're working with machinery, there are people around you in one way or the other. They communicate with you, whether they communicate through the internet or on a phone or person to person or via mail. The point is that once in your life, you will have to come across another human being, and therefore, there's a possibility for you to be able to create change and create camaraderie and create rapport and create a higher possibility for yourself and them through how you relate to them. So if you can understand yourself and really say, you know what, I want to give of myself and I want to help someone else, well, the best way to do it is by honestly understanding you and then not looking at everyone else's life as if they were in your life. You know, we all have specific lives and specific experiences, which depending on our ability to bring meaning and to really take out that meaning and apply it in a positive way, we're able to move forward. So again, what you do with your own story, with your own life, with your own past, and how you do it so that it empowers you is what's going to allow you to empower other people. So if your initial purpose for doing things is always about looking onto how you can help others, then you are willing to put yourself in the hot seat. So that's what we're calling it, the hot seat. And once you go through that and you gain that perspective, you know, of how you're going to use your own knowledge to impact and influence others, now you can go and help them do the same. And that part of the second part of the Learn to Teach, Teach to Learn title and series is the second part is Teach to Learn. When you teach a youth and a younger person how to do this, you're going to listen to them, and you're going to listen with everything, with all your senses, your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, your touch, everything. You're going to listen for what is really going on in their world. What is really happening? What are they really saying? You know, what areas of my life are being impacted? You know, these kids are going to say that to you. They're going to say, this is what's happening with me. This is what's happening with my peer group. This is what's happening in my school. This is what's happening with my parents. This is what's happening with my boyfriend or my girlfriend. This is what's happening with my work. Or this is what's not happening with my work or with my abilities or with my sense of self-esteem, you know, or with my vision or with what I was good for or anything. So your ability now to hear those messages or those hidden messages or listen to their subconscious or listen to what's around the effects of where what they're going through is what's going to give you power now to use your influence to say, hey, well, have you thought of it this way? Well, hey, how about if you change your perspective? Well, you know what? I knew a person that went through what you went through, and you know what ended up happening? Hadn't it been for that day, wow, their life wouldn't have been here. And all of us can tap into stories like that, because every person who's been a hero was once a disaster somewhere. Every person who's been a hero had feelings of fear and were always usually pushed by their constraints and the injustices around them to really stand up and say, you know what, I defy this and I'm going to change it and I'm going to make a difference. And always it hasn't been a difference for themselves. It's always been a difference for another. And if we can tap into those heroes who have made differences for themselves, those are heroes who have overcome great challenges and who have overcome defeats, physical, emotional, spiritual. Now, that in itself inspires everyone else, because when everyone else looks at them and says, wow, I haven't been through all that pain. I haven't been through all those things that they've been through, and look at them now. Wow. Now, that's inspiring. So, again, what you need to do is go to risetowin.com, R-I-S-E, number 2, W-I-N. You will get initially, not only do you get to go into the Rise to Win site and see what this Rise to Win is, how it looks, what it's going to go forward. I'm actually right now creating it into a package platform whereby if wherever you are in the world, if you want to take on your community and create change, and whatever area you see that you want to get involved with, this platform is going to give you the framework. This platform is going to say, here is the framework, here is the structure through which we're going to manifest change. Because change does take organization. And change needs to have a leader who's going to inspire that vision and say, look, this is where we're going. Now, the leader needs to have the support team. And again, that's what I've always been preaching and wanting to create, which is to really create that social shift in our society. And right now, we are being invited to do so. We are being invited from every angle, every corner of the world to step up and make a difference. And if not us, then whom? And if not now, then when? So your assignment is to go into risetowin.com, input your name, download your free gift. The free gift is going to come to you on a separate message, and the free gift is going to serve you for you to start putting yourself on the hot seat and asking yourself these questions in order to be able to use the information for youth. And what you are going to be getting is a, like I said, a session and a question and answer copy of a program and a session that I designed specifically for the Rise to Win family. And this is going to put you on cue for what's going to come next and all of the different, my launching of the e-university and where I'm going to be hosting a coaching / author expert teleseminars. These are going to be 4-week classes, and I can tell you that this is hot. This is going to be empowering. This is going to be transforming, because the people who I'm bringing on are not just people who talk about it. These are people who are actually doing the work, and they are doing it from their hearts, because my purpose, again, is let's make a difference. Let's really make a difference. Let's impact. Let's change, and let's change the world, and the world is going to change when we're able to take on the power that we have. That's the whole purpose of power to be you. We all have power, but if we don't use that power because we're afraid, because we forgot about it, because we were never taught, because we were not inspired, then you know what? Then we end up failing, and we end up failing our creator. We end up failing our abilities. We end up letting ourselves go, and that's a sad shame, because there are enough people around the world who wished that they had the freedom, the abilities, the physical being that we have right now, especially those of us in this country who do, for better or worse, we have all the possibilities. We have the possibilities to dream and believe that we can, because we can. So, you know, this is not just some rhetoric about using Obama's "we can" speech, but, you know, and I've always been talking about it, power to be you, because you have the power. You just got to figure it out, and then you got to apply it. And that we have enough teachers around the world and people here in America who have created themselves in such ways by using non-traditional education, by using higher learning, by really sticking themselves out there and putting themselves out there to say, you know what, there's another way. And there is always another way. Now, how will we out and say, you know what, I'm going to figure it. And that, for me, is Rise to Win. I know there's another way. I know we can impact our world. I know we can impact our society. I know we can empower our kids. I know we can save the African-American youth. I know that we can save the Latino youth. Those kids, oh, so many kids are lost and end up in the jail system and end up going down the drain and end up in drugs and end up being abused and never getting over it, simply because there was not one person who came and said, listen, there is something else for you. You don't have to stay here. And talk is cheap. So this is where the next side of Rise to Win comes in, which is bringing personal development. We have to learn how to do things. We can have a desire, and we can have a wish, and we can have hope. But if we don't actually have a strategic component to how, or a plan to how we can do something, chances are that person is going to get so frustrated and so disappointed, and it's going to give up on their vision and on their dream. And Rise to Win goes against that. Rise to Win completely takes all of those excuses and throws them out the window, because there is a way, and the way is going to happen when we all take a stand and when we all come together. And that is what Rise to Win platform is, coming together through a framework. Now, you are a leader. You are a visionary. You want to put your 2 cents in this. There is a place for you, because whether it's you giving an hour of your time to help the neighborhood kid read, for you to take this child who normally is going to go through school and at 7th grade end up dropping out, who's not even going to get his GED. Now, if you can go there and give an hour of your time and help him read, and in the process give him a little love and maybe inspire him by what you've had, you're already a major cause of change. Because without you, the child's not going to be able to continue. So we got to inspire. And this is where we're going. So again, Rise to Win, RISE, number 2, WIN. Go there. Stick with me on this show, Empowered to Be You. You will be seeing, not only can you go to the backtrack and go down to the archives that I've had with incredible people like Steve Siebold, the 177 Secrets of the Master Class, that will shock you. That will inspire you. Talking about, you know, the middle class, and talking about the master class, and talking about the poverty mindset. You know, we got to wake up. That's where we are right now, but we don't have to be. And right now, there's no time like now to recreate ourselves and to really step out for change. So you need to stick with me. You need to get on my website. You need to get your name in there so I can now have you as part of my contact team. And as we go forward, if you are getting involved as a leader or as a supporter, you need to let me know, because leaders are the ones who are going to take the Rise to Win platform and institute it in their community. Okay? Supporters are going to institute whoever the leader is in that community, because it is a framework. So you need to stay on top of it, okay? Well, this is Sandra Bueno signing off for now, and I love you all, and I will be back with you tomorrow. Bye.